The Tampa Bay Rays are threatening to break their contract with the city of St. Petersburg and are looking to move out of Tropicana Field. Team owner Stuart Sternberg made that announcement this morning after he met with St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster.
We have an exciting and talented team, one that is challenging the Red Sox and Yankees for AL East leadership. But if you look beyond our performance on the field these past few years, you'll find a franchise that cannot continue as it currently exists. A Major League Baseball team's ability to compete, and quite frankly, survive, rests on its ability to attract fans and businesses to its ballpark.
Currently, that ballpark is Tropicana Field. The Rays signed a contract with the city of St. Petersburg that doesn't expire until 2027. It says the Rays are not allowed to directly or indirectly negotiate for the use of any other facility. But Sternberg insists on moving in the direction of a new stadium.
That with a winning team on the field, an exciting and compelling team that comes to play each and every night, the fans would fill the stands. Clearly, that has not been the case. We have learned that it's not just about winning, it's not about ticket prices, and it certainly isn't about a lack of interest in this team. Our prices have been judged the most affordable in all of professional sports. Our television ratings have grown dramatically, and our standing in the community has never been higher. Our customers are our fans. We need to be in a location that is convenient for our fans to reach.
2 years ago, former St. Pete Mayor Rick Baker formed a baseball community, also called the ABC Coalition, to study alternative stadium locations. ABC put out its report in January.
The primary conclusion reached by the ABC Coalition is that the future of Major League Baseball in Tampa Bay depends on finding the optimal site for a new ballpark, the site in the region that best ensures the long-term success of the Rays. What I conveyed to Mayor Foster this morning is my conviction that if Major League Baseball is to survive and flourish in Tampa Bay for the long term, we must rise above municipal boundaries and work together with a common interest.
Sternberg warned that in order for Major League Baseball to stay in the Tampa Bay region, the team must have a new stadium.
For this asset to be preserved, a comprehensive process to explore a new ballpark must begin. And that process needs to consider all possible locations throughout Tampa Bay, meaning Tampa and Hillsborough as well. It's the right thing for our fans. It's the right thing for the residents of Tampa Bay. The entire Tampa Bay community needs to be brought into the discussion about a new ballpark.
Sternberg says there needs to be a region-wide discussion in order to keep the Rays in Tampa Bay.
Let me be very clear. We will consider any potential ballpark site in Tampa Bay, but only as part of a process that considers every potential ballpark site in Tampa Bay. But what I do know, and as I said repeatedly for many years, is that the Rays will not be playing in Tropicana Field when our current lease expires in the year 2027. I know the facts are too persuasive to ignore. Baseball will not work long-term in downtown St. Petersburg. And I know that the Rays want to remain in Tampa Bay.
They want to stay here if a stadium is built. But Sternberg didn't indicate the team was willing to fully fund the project. In 2007, when they proposed a waterfront stadium, ironically, in downtown St. Petersburg, they suggested paying only about one-third of the total cost of $450 million.